Okay. Nein, okay. It's Claire Baker, MSP for Mid Scotland and Fife. Yeah, sorry, James, actually, what I'll do is, do you want me to do this as if I'm speaking tomorrow morning before the question? Or right, so it'll be today I'm asking the question. Right, okay, right, we'll go again. well, this morning I'm going to be asking Fergus Ewing, who's the Energy Minister, if he's had any meetings with Bifab. Bifab are an important company in Fife, particularly in Methil and Burnt Island, and the news that they're looking at redundancies is very concerning. And so I'll be asking the Scottish Government what support they can give to Bifab and for them to recognise the seriousness of the situation. I mean, previously, you know, it's only last year that Bifab were employing some 2,500 people across 3 yards. Those numbers have dwindled considerably and they're looking at significant redundancies. I mean, the issues around the order book, you know, the amount of work they can get, and there's real pressure on the renewable sector, and it's a very competitive sector, and Scotland is losing out on some of the contracts. The UK government are due to make a decision quite soon that might bring some work to Bifab that would be very positive, but that work won't really feed through until, you know, it might take as long as next year by the time they've been awarded the contracts. So I'll be calling the Scottish Government to meet with Bifab and myself to talk about how we can support that company, and also Scottish Enterprise to make sure they're doing as much as they can to support the company, and also invest in the energy park and make sure, you know, that park can be all that it has the potential to be. Yeah, I mean, it's been tough for the last few years for Bifab. They had contracts cancelled that was, you know, really positive work around the renewable sector. And it is a sector that's under pressure in Scotland when it comes to, it needs a lot of investment in order to move forward. And unfortunately, we've seen some of that investment being withdrawn over the last year in different projects across Scotland. And, you know, Bifab has such potential in Fife. I mean, they're a company who in the last few years, you know, they've had over 100 apprenticeships go through their yard that have given that kind of commitment to Fife. And, you know, it's important that government does as much as it can to support them. No, I mean, I think, you know, Bifab will still be here. They have the work down in Burnt Island, and they do other kind of work apart from renewables. But really, renewables is the growth side of their sector. And that's where, you know, we've seen when they've had bigger employee numbers that's come through the work they get from the renewable sector. And so this really is a critical time for them. But even if they were to get some of the UK contracts, the work still won't come through. The significant work won't come through till sometime next year. So we really need to think of ways in which they can maintain as much capacity and retain as much staff as they can till they hopefully get through to a period where they've got stronger orders. I think that's fine. I mean, I could always speak to you tomorrow once I've had the answer, if that's helpful. It'll be... yeah, because it'll be before 12, just before 12 that I'll get the question. So I'll see if there's anything, yeah. But I'll see what Fergus has got to say, and maybe give you a phone if there's something worth reporting on.